We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're here at Kobo for the North American International Auto Show, and so are the big automakers. We're joined live now by Ford's Executive Vice President of Product Development, Hau Tai Tang. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Roberta. Thanks for having us.
What are you most proud of here? Is it the Explorer?
Yes. We're in the midst of changing over 75% of our products over the next 24 months, starting with the best-selling family utility vehicle, the Explorer. It's coming off an all-new rear-wheel drive architecture for us.
Are you stressed out?
I'm really proud of the team. This is going to be the smartest, most advanced Explorer ever, and it's also the broadest lineup. We're offering an ST high-performance version. We have a hybrid version and a police car interceptor.
How is it the smartest?
Well, we have a lot of advanced driver-assisted technology. One of the things that Jim Hackett, our CEO, has been really pushing is smart vehicles in a smart world. So smart technologies that make it much more intuitive, safer, helping our drivers become better drivers.
Was the previous Ford Explorer, was it just getting too old? Because it's also kind of a cool-looking vehicle, but you've wanted to advance it. Were sales beginning to drop on the Explorer?
You know, that's the great thing about Explorer. The current one that's in production today has been around for 7 years, and sales continues to be really strong and growing. But consistent with our product cycle, we're changing it over. We're migrating to this new architecture, and it's going to deliver great proportions and fantastic capabilities.
What is your concern looking 5 years out from right now? The biggest concern, maybe some of the biggest questions you have?
I think the challenge for us that everyone's going through in our industry is managing the transition to handle some of the new emerging technologies. So autonomy, electrification, and then increasing connectivity in all of our vehicles.
What is your vision for ride sharing?
I think it's going to serve unique needs, certainly very much contextual. So depending on markets like Detroit, for example, where we don't have a huge public transportation system, it could be a great solution. And then the advent of autonomy can make it even more affordable and accessible to consumers.
What's going on with Ford and VW?
Well, we are having great discussions with them, and we'll have more news to share soon.
So you're just talking is all it is. So let me ask you this, because this was a major change over the past few years. The car, the sedan, is it gone? Will it ever come back with Ford?
It depends on the market. Certainly in North America, we feel like the market's shifting very much into utilities. In fact, by 2020, one out of every two vehicles sold in North America will be a utility vehicle. This is why we're changing over our utility lineup. We started with the EcoSport, Expedition, and now the Explorer.
Why is this happening?
I think what we're seeing is consumers love the flexibility of a utility. They like the high riding position, and as we introduce more and more lightweighting and fuel-efficient transmissions and powertrains, including the hybrid version that we're adding, it's no longer a trade-off for consumers in terms of cost of ownership and fuel cost.
Personally, I'm interested in the Ford Ranger pickup truck. Now, are people going to buy those this year, be able to buy them this
yes,
year?
Yes, we're in the midst of bringing that to market now. It's the second best-selling medium-sized pickup truck all around the world. So we know it's a wonderful product, and it's going to add into our already very strong truck lineup.
And do you think women are going to be hooked on that pickup?
We think so. It's a little bit smaller, so in terms of maneuverability, garageability, parking, it is something that's very attractive to young buyers and to female buyers.
They're very useful.
They are. I love my truck, and practical. I'm glad to hear that you like it.
Well, hi, Hau Tai Tang with Ford, Executive Vice President of Product Development. Thank you so much for your time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.